Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Israel today, the weather is clear and pleasant. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, the sun is shining, making it a great day to be outdoors. In Haifa, the skies are clear as well. Tonight, expect a mild evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, just in. IDF kills the father of a 2022 Tel Aviv terrorist in a West Bank stabbing attempt. Also, according to Walla, earlier this hour, the individual eliminated in Jenin was the father of the terrorist from the April 2022 Dizengoff shooting. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Poland protests Israel's decision to end the probe into the killing of a Polish aid worker in Gaza. Separately, JNS highlights Syria's precarious balancing act involving Iran, Turkey, and Israeli strategic considerations. And finally, from Mariv, the Lebanese prime minister has sent a message to Hezbollah, emphasizing the state's exclusive control over the south. From X, the latest. Ynet News posted earlier today that diplomatic efforts to portray Hamas differently ignore its history and actions. Meanwhile, Gabe Draws, an artist and commentator, noted the striking parallels between events 49 years ago and today. Amishai Stein, a journalist, shared new high-quality footage of the recent Israeli strike on a Syrian military airport, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF action in Jenin. Ynet reports that Fatih Hazem, a former senior Palestinian security officer, attempted a stabbing attack before being killed by Israeli forces. Hazem was known for his anti-Israel activities after his son killed three civilians in Tel Aviv last year. This incident underscores the ongoing tensions in the West Bank. Turning to the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post details Poland's protest against Israel's decision to end the investigation into the Gaza strike. The incident killed seven aid workers, including a Polish citizen. Poland's demand for explanations highlights the strain in Israel-Poland relations over the incident. Meanwhile, JNS reports on Syria's delicate maneuvering as it navigates Iranian and Turkish influences while confronting Israeli security interests. Damascus's moves against Iranian and Hezbollah arms routes present both challenges and opportunities for Israel. This regional complexity affects Israel's strategy on multiple fronts. Finally, Ma'ariv brings attention to Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam's remarks in Tyre. He declared the need for sole state authority in the south, directly addressing Hezbollah's military presence. This statement signals Lebanon's ongoing internal power struggles and their impact on regional stability. On the economic front, first, Ma'ariv Business reveals a new consumer savings map, showing that Rami Levy tops the list while Tivtam falls at the bottom. This data provides insight into the evolving consumer landscape in Israel. Separately from tech, Israeli ride-hailing company Gett is making a comeback to international markets. This move follows months of withdrawal, partnering with HQ to expand their app's reach abroad. And finally, Ynet Business reports the passing of Shmuel Harlap, a notable Israeli businessman and philanthropist. Harlap was a key figure in the auto and tech industries, remembered for his substantial philanthropic contributions. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.